And another Paul Mac tape all for you. That's right. Here we go again with T009. And we're setting up all the stuff here, and we're almost ready.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
And about ready to roll. Paul Mac can't wait for a tape. Had to make that lousy tape before me, T008. And now for a decent tape with T009. I only say that because I make the tapes. But anyway... And let's keep it that way, Paul. I suppose. We get into the strangest fights at times. I wonder how we get into it and how we get out of it, but I suppose we need each other as much as we need each other. Yeah. Anyway, nice to have you as a friend and all that good stuff. And enough with the comments. On with the 12-minute tapes, so you can fit another 12-minute tape on this tape. Here we go. 3, 2...
002X.
Take 4.
Hello and good evening. Tonight, from Paul Mac Productions in North Hollywood, California, we bring you live a special presentation. Paul Mac's 25th Anniversary Special, featuring special guest appearances by Brian W. Feedback, Dennis DiCrepo, Sylvester Stallone, the comedy team of Jeff and Greg, Bob Ob, and of course, Al Bernay.
Not 25, Aspreth, that's 2-5. And it's semiversary, not anniversary. An means year, sem means week. You will not masquerade as a joke line in business for 25 years or you will be killed to death. And you know how long I'll be strangling that neck of yours? Not for 25 weeks, Aspreth. 25 years!
Yes, always joking that out. And now, the Movie Line Hall of Fame.
Wow, look at this place. It's awesome. I think it's called Paul's Line.
Paul's Line?
Yeah.
Why Line?
Well, it's, you know, where things come one right after another, in concession.
Things?
Comments. It's a comment line. People leave their comments, and then they're played back later. One right after another. Like a train. That's it. Like a railway line.
That explains why we've been walking on train tracks.
Say what?
Hello, this is Jeff from Van Nuys. Well, Paul Mac, it's good to hear a different kind of a line. Glad you're up. And will Dan Dualphase ever be on one of your tapes? We miss you, Dan.
What's the name of the guy with no arms and legs nailed on the wall? Art.
Hi, this is Christy calling from Sun Valley.
How about you? You
don't make me talk because my English is so bad.
Yeah, Paul, old buddy, this is Tony North Hollywood.
We asked actress Drew Barrymore what she thought of Paul Mac, and her answer was...
At first I thought it was good, then I got used to him.
I could have spent that $5 on some new socks.
This is Dale from Burbank.
Hello, this is Larry, Studio City. I'd like to talk a little bit about... subliminal suggestion.
Hello, this is Micah Montage.
I wanted to know what you think about actual sex.
What are you laughing about? Is that guy funny or what?
Obviously.
Okay, gang, in case you don't know, this is not Jenny. It is
Gina.
Gina.
Mm-hmm.
And
Gina.
From North Hollywood.
That's right.
And you are the Pat Benatar look-alike. Okay.
Yes, this is Meryl Mack from North Hollywood.
Calm it down. I was trying to listen to a tape, and I hear that thing that you have when you're calling it. That whistle tone is so loud for the answering thing.
This is Lorraine from North Hollywood.
We were really in a horny mood here. And saw a porno movie, okay?
We've got our UA connection here, Michelle. Say hello, Michelle.
Hi.
The following is a comment being left from the Dualphase Studios. That's right, in North Hollywood, California. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. People, people, people. Well, well, well.
And you guys, come on. All those winner people out there, don't be calling the lines. This night is only for us losers.
And I only want to talk to people with runny noses.
And play with your jump over your phone.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
This is Ann Burnett.
Ann who?
Burnett.
Well, let's break the goddamn meeting up. Go to some other fucking place with your goddamn yakking and screaming at night. Great.
Who's calling, please?
Mike of L.A.
Mike of L.A., well, it's good to have you. Do you have anything to say for us this week? Any movies you've seen?
The last thing I saw was Britannia Hospital.
Hey, Mike! You're sick! You're sick! I don't want you ever call... Get out of here!
The story you are about to see is true.
Al Bernay's wife isn't a lady, or an armadillo, or not even a pterodactyl. She's an aardvark!
Yeah, that's the extenuating circumstance in which I'm here, actually, to honor Dan. We'll miss him and his talents and his line. It's a sad thing.
A comment from Berkeley, Puck Steve 24. Hello?
Hi, this is Robert McNaughton, right?
Yeah, definitely.
This is Richard from North Hollywood. I just wanted to leave a comment about Blue Thunder.
This is Al Bernay.
This has been a critique from Anita.
Johnny Grant, what did you think of the film?
I thought it was the best of the three.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Michael in Los Angeles.
Yes.
This is Rich of Sun Valley.
This is Brian, your roving reporter out here in the far west regions of San Fernando Valley in Tarzana.
Oh, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory.
Hi, Paul. This is Linda from Sun Valley.
Hi, Paul. This is Nellie.
Hi, this is Arion from Los Angeles.
I like that. It's marvelous.
Hi, this is Bert Beverly Hills here with a couple comments on some movies.
Blem. Not very nice.
No. The number you have reached is 761-3330. Please make a note of it.
Well, that's our Hall of Fame. January 17th, 1958 to July 10th, 1983. And now, back to the studio. Hello, who's on the line?
Is this Paul Mack?
Is this, yeah, this is Paul.
This is Paul. Paul, this is Brian W. Feedback from over here at the network.
Mr. Feedback, sir, how are you?
Yeah, listen, Paul,
yes?
I was just listening to your line, and what is this about you celebrating your 25th, that's 25-year anniversary here?
Yes, Brian.
Now, if I remember correctly, I think it's Feedback that's been the longest-running comment line in history.
Yes,
and, I can't understand. I was going to have my attorneys call you,
Brian,
but...
I can
but
explain.
Paul, it's the middle of the night,
yes,
and they're all
Brian,
out
please.
At bars and discos right now.
Oh,
so
dear.
What is it, Paul?
Let me explain very briefly here. It's we're saying it's our 25th year, but in reality, Brian, it's our 25th week.
No.
Okay.
25th
we year. Didn't want to. We didn't want to make this look like we were any bigger than Feedback or anything like that.
I thought maybe I had, got into a coma for a while.
Well, no. The reason why we're calling it our 25th year is because, see, when you listen to one of my tapes, it seems like a year, so it's our 25th week, which officially makes it 25 years.
Well, I don't think anybody would argue with that, Paul.
Okay, well, thank you, Brian, and I'm sorry if I caused any commotion down at the Feedback
That's
Network.
That's all right. I was just losing a bit of sleep because I thought maybe there was something wrong with me.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, and I hope I cleared it up for you.
All right, Paul.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
Brian, your critic at large from the far west regions of San Fernando Valley in Tarzana, coming to you today and all this week live from North Hollywood. And I'm here with
Tony North Hollywood.
Tony North Hollywood. And I was just telling Tony what an excellent line this was in front of me here. It's, you know, it's all snowy and white and, you know.
Equipment, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, the razor blade and the glass.
No.
I didn't say anything. Paul's coming. Where is he?
Give me a blink. Give me something.
Okay, here, cover it.
What are you guys doing? What are you talking about? My contest, Snow White, before we get going? What's this?
Nothing, Paul, nothing.
Nothing? What's it? What are you hiding? What's in back of your shirt? What are you doing? Your laundry? What's this detergent here?
No. Just pure detergent used only for cleaning noses.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, listen, this is Paul Mac Presents 25th Anniversary Special, and I've got all my buddies down here, all two of them, and we're celebrating this special galley event.
Yes, yeah. Sir, it sure is a galley event,
yes,
I tell
right.
You.
It's a galley event.
And anyway, I just want to tell you where you can write to. It's P.O. Box 2600 Mount Wilson, California. The zip code there is 91023.
Right. Thank you, Tony. And by the way, does anybody know what day it is out here?
Yeah, well, I don't know what the day is, but I can tell you this tape is running from July 10th to the 14th, 1983. And if you listen later on, we'll have rules and regulations, etc.
82. No, this is our 25th year, not our 24th.
Oh, yes. 25 years?
Yes. Well, remember we started out, we were young and innocent.
I was never young and innocent.
Yeah, you're not going to live innocent. To be much older if you don't shut up.
Innocent?
This is an innocent
Maybe
tape.
Young,
we're doing this
innocent.
Out of fun. Okay, well, anyway, if you listen up later, we're going to have our contest rules for our big special giveaway coming up this Friday. So if you listen to the full tape instead of 2 seconds like usual.
Maybe you'll be able to see Snow White.
Yeah, no, but you will get to see Snow White. It's coming out this Friday, by the way. But okay, having more fun than ever here on Paul Mac Presents. Let's get on with the show. Hello, who's on the line?
It's Sylvester Stallone. Paul.
Hey, Sylvester, how are you?
I'm doing all right after I just got a little cement off my shoes from Hollywood. I'm doing okay.
That's
and,
great.
Rumor had it was your 25th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'm glad you called, Sly. How'd you hear it was my 25th?
I don't know. I didn't even know you were that old, come to think of it. Just that a couple of friends I was eating in the commissary, and it had a big banner up saying, Paul Mac, 25th anniversary.
Right. Well, I gotta tell you, Sly, I'm not really 25 years old. I myself am 19. My line is 25 weeks old. But the reason why I'm celebrating my 25th is because I don't think I'll last that long, so we've got to celebrate it sometime, right?
Yeah, well, just keep doing the good work, and chances are you'll be able to stick your feet in the Chinese theater, you know?
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Sly.
Okay, I'll see you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This is our pre-recorded segment, and here in the studio we have a couple of awkward-looking friends. No, this is Jeff and Greg.
Yeah, hi.
How are you, Jeff? Hey, Jeff, weren't you here before?
I was here before. I did some things for you here.
What is this growth you brought along here?
Well, he's the bigger half.
Well, now, I'm the All-American part of this team. Now, most of you people out there are going to love this comedy act. Now, when you come and see us at any time, any place. All right, now, Jeff?
Well, he is definitely the more macho part of the act. I would have to agree with that, yes.
There's one thing I can't stand. It's a sissy standing next to me, so I think you better wise up, punk.
Hey, who said you could do that? You better reach out and touch some wood.
This is what we do. We sit around in back rooms and stuff like that. We like to do things like this. It's great. It's really great.
And if you're lucky, somebody laughs, right? Somebody laughs. You got a great routine, and can you tell me, are you going to be appearing somewhere shortly?
The Ice House. We've been there before.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do. That's all the Muppet Show.
Oh, Kermit.
Wait a minute, the Ice House. Aren't audiences a little cold down there?
Especially when we're there.
Yeah, especially. Yeah, we go over big in the men's room, you know, but we come out on stage, you know, everybody's still in there, so that's a problem.
Oh, geez, yeah, you know, you never have a chance to do nothing in this neighborhood, and everybody's always calling this place up, dear. Read it.
Oh, but that's the idea.
Oh, geez,
brother. I don't know what these guys are talking about here. Geez, there must be hormones flying all over this room, Edith.
You know, I heard Paul Mac had a movie on TV.
Oh, geez, I bet it's one of them porno movies, yeah, huh?
Oh, you think so?
Well, probably. That's why they call it on TV, because they're doing it right there on the TV, huh?
Well, it couldn't be select TV, because they probably do it with everyone.
Oh, geez, Edith, I think you might be right. You dingbat, get over there and bring me a beer, thank you.
That's great. Well, you guys are just, you go out on your show and you do a bunch of ad libs, huh?
Well, no, we try to have a formula so we get it all down so Greg can forget it when we get out there.
I see.
It's important to know what you're doing so you can blow it. Otherwise, if you don't know what you're doing, it's hard to blow it, you know?
Well, here we go again, you know? Hey, you get no respect in this job, you know? Hey, I tell you, I've been every place. I've worked every rough joint in town. Oh, are you kidding? I went into a joint one time, you know? I thought the boss liked me. He said, hey, Greg, you want to go hunting? I said, I'm game, and he shot me. I tell you, it's rough out here.
You know, this is great. With you guys down here, I've got more guest stars than I can toss a beer at. This is great.
Well, let me tell you something else, Paul. Tonight, we've got something here. Thank you, Ed.
Well, I think. Go
ahead. Maybe Tommy knows. Maybe Ed, you're building a house, right?
That's right.
You want the big stuff?
You want
the big stuff to keep coming? You want the cement?
I don't want the small bag.
We could get a new sidekick. You realize that?
Well, I'll tell you, everything you ever wanted to know about show business is in this room. Isn't that right?
You are wrong, show business, Brett.
There's more?
There's more. There's Paul Mack.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to mention me on my own line.
No problem. Anytime, boss. No problem.
Thank you very much.
That's all right, baby, because, you know, we like to come in and we like to help out the brother whenever we can, see. Because,
right.
You know, we come all the way from downtown to be here,
hey,
dude. Ain't
did you see the Motown 25 Awards then?
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see Michael Jackson and Barry White?
I saw that, dude. That sucker was bad.
Now, presenting the awards for best rhythm and blues song, Mr. Michael Jackson and Mr. Barry White.
Oh, thank you, everybody. It's such a pleasure to present the award here to be with my friend Barry White.
That's right. I'm certainly glad to be here. And my friend, you know, you have got a couple of good songs yourself.
When I find myself in times of trouble.
Mother Mary, rap it with me. Rap it, words of wisdom. What it is, get
all
down.
All right.
That's right.
Remember Adam out on there? What was he doing on there?
I think he was a filler, more or less.
Sort of like James Watt at a Beach Boy concert, I think.
I think so, more than likely, yeah. Richard Pryor playing the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, Jeff and Greg, thank you for coming down.
Our pleasure.
It's a pleasure having you on my 25th anniversary special.
Well, you don't look that old, Paul. You really don't look that old, but, you know.
Well, thank you. I have my trade secrets, but
okay. Anyway,
Jeff and Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's nice. Thank you, people, for listening.
And hey,
thank you
guys are playing at the Ice House, you say, right?
We'll be there sometime. Sometime. We're going to let you know exactly when.
Okay, definitely let me know. Give us a call here.
Fernando,
absolutely. Call. We'll go for it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now, a motion picture of suspense and terror. A frightened, lonely woman. An evil monarch.
Bring back her heart.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And seven heroes.
We gotta save her. She'll kill her.
A tale of horror.
I hope.
Much more.
I hope.
The Academy Award-winning motion picture of love and adventure returns. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Rated G, general audiences.
I hope. It's off to work we go. We work all day and then get some rest.
Work all day.
Hi.
This is our little Q-in for
our...
I've
got a good joke for you, Paul.
Oh, what's that?
What's red and has seven dents?
Your car.
I got a paint job, Paul.
Anyway, wonderful.
What? Would you like to know the punchline?
No, Tony, I think they already do. This is time to announce our contest that we're going to have this Friday, July 25th. Listen carefully. This is a galley event. This is how the contest works. Okay, starting 12 noon, we're going to open up the lines, okay? And
what you do is, everybody, you've got to keep calling in, because on the 25th call, to commemorate our 25th anniversary, of course. Everybody, 25th! Yay!
25th!
Okay, 25th call. That person will have the opportunity to give us the year Snow White and the Seven Dwarves was originally released. And I'm sure you know that one. Just ask your dad or your grandpa or your grandma. What are we winning? Well, I'm getting to that. You are going to win. Okay, if you give us the date that Snow White and the Seven Dwarves was originally released, then you've won.
What?
What have we won? I haven't won anything yet.
Well, what will they win if they're the 25th?
By the way, you guys aren't eligible because you already know.
Can I tell them the answer?
It's not right.
No. You will win an original soundtrack album, picture disc yet, of Snow White.
Just what I always wanted.
Right, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Is it in living color?
It lives and it's in color, especially if you're on some very good drugs. It will live for you. And I can imagine. You've got a good imagination. And that's not all you'll get. You'll get two free passes to any Mann Theater except in Westwood.
We get all three of those?
You'll get the whole package. If you're the 25th caller and you give me the year that Snow White was originally released.
See, this is better than The Price is Right.
That's right. But wait, there's one other thing I have to mention. If that 25th caller does not give me the correct year, then any caller after that that correctly identifies the year will receive the prize. So that is exactly how it works. And what do you think of that, Tony?
I think that's great, Paul. I don't know. I think you should have more of these contests on, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. And
get more callers. Wait, there's a caller for you right
there's
there.
There's a call. These guys, I'll tell you, folks, the phone's been ringing off the hook. Let's see who wants to talk to me now. Hello, who do we have on the line?
Bob Observatory.
Bob Observatory, how are you?
I'm just wonderful, and I hear that your line's just as wonderful.
Yes, it is, Bob, but that's okay. I'm always wonderful. Hey, what brings you down to these parts of the telephone lines this week?
Actually, I'm not in your part of town, but I happen to be calling, so I thought I'd just call through and see what's happening. I understand that you're celebrating a miraculous anniversary this week.
Yes, my 25th year. How did you find this out?
Oh, I read it in the trade, Hollywood Reporter, and I heard
You're kidding.
Wall Street Journal had it.
Well, I had to sneak that ad in through there, too. Hey, that's great, Bob. Well,
and
thank you.
And it was in the recycler, too, by the way.
Never mind about that one. Okay, well, I'm very glad you called, Bob, but I mean, I wanted to kind of surprise everybody that it was our 25th year.
The only thing I'm questioning, and I have been running this through my mind, is neither you or I are 25 years old, and I don't quite understand how that happens, that you make 25 years worth of dates.
25 years. Well, Bob, some of us have been around longer than some of you, and some of us have been making tapes a lot longer, and it couldn't be us, could it?
No.
Well, Bob, I got a little confession to make. It's only our 25th week, but the reason why I'm calling it our 25th year, because to our callers, it seems like 25 years. So we're saying that it's our 25th year, because believe me, I mean, when you listen to a Paul Mack tape, it goes by really slow.
Well, some of my callers have said that every tape is like a year, so.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Bob, I hear you're having your 80th. You just had your 80th tape on.
Yeah, we just had our 80th tape. And
well, I really didn't think I'd last past 2 weeks, to tell you the truth. That's why we're celebrating a full 25 weeks. And this is fantastic that you called. I want to thank you.
Well, I just think that you're giving the telephone and the movie community a great service by going down, running your line.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Bob.
And you should be in business for many more years to come.
Yes, many more weeks to come. And before you pull the plug for my line any further, why don't you put in the plug for yours, huh?
The plug for my line would be to call Observatory 24-Hour Telephone Entertainment, a controversial comments line.
Controversial.
213, that's the area code, 9-0-9-0-9-0-4-2-9-0, as Mr. Bernay would say.
And as Mr. Opp would say, that's all for now. Goodbye, bye-bye, later, and good riddance.
Hello, this is Michael of L.A. I don't really have a comment on the movie this week, but one thing I do have to say is, congratulations on your 25th anniversary. This is Michael of L.A. Thank you, bye.
Hi, this is Mickey's pal from Norwood. Happy anniversary. I was at Disney Studios tonight for a private screening of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which will be coming out again this summer, and I just want to say, you know, no matter what movies they turn out, I mean, it's still a classic, and I think it's one that people of all ages will enjoy and appreciate. So it's coming out again. Go see it, because it's one of the all-time Disney greats. And so, this is Mickey's Pal saying, now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MICKYMOUSE.
Goodbye, Mickey.
Goodbye, Mickey.
Goodbye,
everybody.
Yay! You know, I'm just happy that it's over with. Yeah. Next
comment.
Next comment.
Hello, Paul, Mac. This is Brian Nobody Home. And the other night, the 4th of July, as a matter of fact, I was at some party, bombed off my butt. And there were about 20 of us sitting around watching, I guess, with Select TV or something. And there are these weird people crawling around on the screen with this green mascara, and they look like zombies, man. And this guy was being chased around by some dude with a hatchet or something, trying to kill him. And I was cracking up, man. I couldn't believe it. And plus the fact I wasn't thinking too straight made that kind of a trip. Anyway, the part that got me was at the end when the credits rolled around and I see written, produced, directed by Paul Mack, with sound by Daniel Ross and dual phase engineers, and I just thought that was a trip. So all you movie line callers, next 4th of July, get drunk, watch cable TV, and hopefully you'll see something really bizarre. And Paul, tell me where you got that mascara. I might like some. Thank you, and call nobody home. 883-3623. Goodbye.
Sure thing. Tony...
He must be talking about the award winner visitant.
Award winner. Well, yes. Yes. Anyway, we worked on that film, didn't we, Tony?
Sure did. Be looking out for the next film we're doing now.
Yeah, and I do mean look out. What?
I was there for a day of shooting. I deserve some credit.
Yeah, you were there to watch, Brian. Thank you. Well, anyway...
Didn't you roller skate over there or something that day?
Yes, he did.
What I do want to talk about is Obliteration. It's going to be excellent.
Yeah, wait. Every time we get into something interesting, I'll answer it.
Go ahead.
I'll get it. Hello, who's on the line?
Hey, Dennis DeCrebo over here at DBS. What's going on, Paul?
Dennis, how are you? What brings you out this way?
Oh, well, I thought I'd call you and wish you a happy 25th anniversary there at
thank you.
Movie line.
Well, how'd you hear about this?
How'd I hear about it?
Don't tell me. You listen to my tapes and everyone seems like a year, right?
No, actually, I got it on dial-a-joke.
Oh, you got it on dial. No, it's not a joke, Dennis. We're serious. It's our 25th year.
No, I'm kidding, Paul.
I'm serious. It is our 25th year, you know.
25th?
No, man.
You've only been up 25 days. What are you talking about?
25 days. No, I've been up for 25 weeks, actually. But like I say to everybody else, when you listen to one of my tapes, it seems like a year. So I think that's pretty accurate, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's about how often I change my tapes.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're saying. Hey, Dennis, why don't you put in a plug for your line there?
Okay, well, they can call me over at DBS, 769-8880-984-0069-213. Very good.
You heard it right there from Mr. DeCrepo.
And Mr. Back, thanks for calling, man. I saw your movie. It was pretty good.
You saw my film?
Yeah, I saw it on TV. Believe it or not, I made a videotape of it.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to prosecute you, buddy. Hold it right there. We've got your number, 769-8880. Stay right there. We're coming over right now.
Okay?
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
One. Aroused your fear like no movie before it. Then, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, two continued the legend. Now, the all-new Jaws 3D. This time, the terror of Jaws will not stop at the edge of the screen. Jaws 3D.
Oh, my God.
Rated PG. Parental guidance is suggested.
Well, welcome back again. We're here with the wrap-up for our 25th anniversary show with me, Brian from Tarzana, Tony from North Hollywood, and Paul. Where'd Paul go?
He went over to Dennis's house to bust him.
I guess he wanted to get that pirated tape.
You got it there. Let's hope he can stop off at the beach on the way home.
Look out for the shark! Hey guys, I'm back.
Paul, glad to see you're back.
Yeah.
after seeing your front.
I mean, what are you talking about, my backs? But it's time to end the show, and I'm glad you got started it rolling here, the end of the show, without me. I mean, that's nice of you.
Hey, Paul, it was a real pleasure being here. I had so much fun.
I even gave you your own personal ashtray so you can smoke your funny little cigarettes. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, I appreciate you letting, you know, just sharing this line with us. And
yes, let's not talk about the line anymore. It's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
That's the oldest joke in the world.
That's all the fun for this week. See you next week from Paul Mac Presents. Have a good day. Do it the dual phase way.